This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. I apologize for not being in yesterday. I had to do my advanced cardiac life support class. This is something that not all doctors do. I like to keep mine up because, you know, I was an ER doc, and I really like running the code. You know, there's a lot of testosterone and excitement when that happens. I mean, you never want to see a patient down, but boy, do you want to be all up in there getting that person revived. And, to research and stuff, it's like an 8-hour course, but it's really hours and hours of reading and preparing and being ready. And it's interesting because people will look at that whole process of, oh my gosh, you know, a family member comes to the hospital and these doctors look all cold and, you know, doctors are cold in general and these nurses, they have blank faces and there's no emotion. And it's a tough time because if you ever have a family member that unfortunately has, you know, fallen, et cetera, and becomes unconscious and obtunded or whatever, and obtunded and you need to, call EMS, you kind of think somebody's going to sit there and hold you, and say, oh, everything's going to be all right. And yes, it would be nice to always have an extra person on the team that could do that. And sometimes there is an extra person on the team that can, but it's not going to always be like that. Okay. I mean, we need to run in. We need to do. There's supposed to be no yelling. Supposed to be very, very calm. My voice always rises. When I was an ER doc, I'm like, all right, I need an epivepine, and I'll get the amiodarone ready. All right, I want to push normal saline. What's the next rhythm? Recheck blood pressure. Check a pulse. Pulse, no. Continue CPR. Continue compressions. Don't stop the chest compressions until I tell you to clear, because we're doing chart clear. Okay. It's like, love it. Oh, my God. And then when they get better. Now, when they don't. Oh, my gosh. I was asked that once. What happens if you don't revive the patient? You feel like crap. You don't want to stop. You know, it's really hard to call it. And somebody will say, doctor, you ready to call it? And I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, we're going to still continue CPR. We're still going to continue, shock, synchronized cardio, we're still going to, continue defibrillation, or we're going to still continue, let's push some more epi, but at some point, you have to call it, and it's the hardest thing you ever have to do, and you know the family's there, you know, the family a lot of time is very close by, you know, in our ER that I was in, the waiting room was still far enough apart where you couldn't hear, and we try to get the patients to wait in the waiting room, but sometimes they're right there, and sometimes they're, like, for example, let's say the family member is looking at a person in the ICU. Family member is visiting, and all of a sudden the person crashes in the ICU. And so everybody runs, and nobody thinks to take the family member away. We're starting to get really, really better with that, saying, look, you know, so you don't have to watch this. You know, you're sitting there watching your family member, and you're praying, and you're like, oh my gosh, please, nobody kick a plug. But it's a very synchronized, very well choreographed procedure and protocol that these people do. And God bless all nurses and hospital staff. staff and, you know, certified and even non-certified, even lay people that come to help, you know, when you have somebody that passes out on the street. If I could ask any of you guys to do anything, please learn at least basic CPR and basic first aid. Now, you're going to come out of that class going, man, I want to save somebody. I am ready to save a life, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you feel like Superman. Like right now, me too. I am so ready to manage a code because I learned all this. Not that I want anybody to code, but I'm like, you know, let me at him. Get me to a hospital and let me do a code. It's been about 18 years since I've been in the ER. That's how many, I know I'm in my 20s. I know. Okay, I'm in my 20s. It's been a while. You know, do you forget? Yeah, you forget stuff. I mean, I think a lot comes back, you know, when the time comes. You know, basically, based on the rhythm, what you have to do to get that heart pumping again and what you have to do, you know, can you screw up a code? Absolutely, which is why we only want people trained and ACLS certified, hopefully doing those major codes in the hospital. But, your learning CPR is life-saving. In fact, very interesting. Somebody in the class, I need to look this up. There's kind of an Uber system, all right, where if you, hold on a second, if you in England know CPR or ACLS, I heard, and I need to double check this, you are in a database where you can be called. This is very, very cool. So let's say you're at home watching Netflix, and then there is somebody that basically, like, just fall. And somebody can go to, somebody can call 911, or theirs is, I think, 111, I forget. So somebody called emergency services, and while they're waiting for a paramedic, because in some cases the paramedic may take a while, if you are on the fourth floor or you're across the street, you will get paged to go over there and start performing CPR. I think that's brilliant. Right, because time and time again, immediate CPR and immediate chest compressions, as physicians, you know, we'll do the chest compressions and the rescue breathings, but for, you know, people that, are not in the health profession, they got rid of the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, the rescue breaths, because nobody wanted to put their mouth on somebody else. Everybody was afraid of getting a communicable disease. So, like, look, just at least do the chest compressions. If you could be doing chest compressions until EMS or paramedics arrive, there's enough oxygen still circulating in the blood that organs can capture. Very, very cool stuff. So I would strongly suggest, guys, get a basic life support class. It's not that expensive. Knowing that could save a family member's life, a neighbor's life. It's very, very cool. All right, we come back. It's a holiday Christmas party time. The do's and don'ts so you don't get fired this weekend. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions. formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is the best time of year. I love this time of year. Unfortunately, there's only a few weekends before Christmas, which means there's only a few weekends for parties. I actually have two events I have to go to tonight. There's an awesome fundraiser for UNLV Dental School that I'm going to, but it's also my work Christmas party at Beasley Broadcasting Group in Las Vegas. And so every year, a bunch of everybody, you know, with all the radio stations, KKLZ, KDW, and et cetera, we get together, and we enjoy the festivities. And so it's a good group of people. But office Christmas parties are notorious in general. They've made movies about it. Where, you know, you could probably put your most amazing job in jeopardy. And we've talked about this. And now it's like really, really bad with all the Harvey Weinstein and Conyers and Matt Lauer, you know, accusations, etc. The office Christmas party has been notoriously the, I guess, one location, or the most common location, for there to be a little bit of touchy-feely, grabby-grabby. And not okay, not condoned, but what also makes it really tough is many people don't remember the day after the office party if they did it, or if it was done too. And so I think office Christmas parties are going to be just a touch bit different this year, with the height of everything going on now with Hollywood and media and government and, you know, sexual accusations, etc. Like I said, luckily our Christmas parties are always really, really good because our boss is, you know, around. He kind of makes sure we keep, you know, and I don't ever think the bar is that open. I forget if, you know, open bar is when there's trouble. I think there's open bar. But, you know, we pace ourselves. Remember, we're in the media. So we know how to control. I got to tell you, media people, they do know how to control themselves. I don't know if you guys are thinking, well, wait a second, Jason is new. You know, it's not going to harass Jason. Jason's not going to be at the party. Jason's in Minneapolis. He's invited. He's invited to our party out here, but he's in Minneapolis. But I got to tell you, we radio people have a lot of restraint because we're not allowed to curse on air. We're not allowed to say stupid things. I mean, I know some people think I don't have a filter and I'll just talk about everything, so that's too much. But still, we show a lot of restraint. We know, you know, and it's a little different with some of these other industries. So we're pretty good. But a lot of you guys, you work in marketing. Woo! Oh my gosh, the marketing parties. Oh, those are bad because marketing knows exactly how to promote themselves and knows exactly how to get into somebody's psyche. They're pretty good. Hospital parties, oh, those go crazy. So here's the thing. I don't want you guys making any big mistakes. It's going to be a 4 to 6 hour event for most of you this weekend, next weekend, and I think we have one more weekend. Let me look, pull up a calendar. How many Christmas party weekends? Oh my gosh. So we got the weekend of the 2nd to 3rd, the 9th to 10th, 16th and 17th, and then, lo and behold, the 23rd, the night before Christmas Eve. Okay, so we have 4 weekends of Christmas parties. All right. 4 to 6 hours at least the party. Sometimes the party lasts way throughout the night. Free food and free drink. Do not, rule number one, do not flirt with your boss. Flirting's going to happen at these parties. They always do. Okay? I usually always offer to surrogate somebody's baby at these things. Don't ask. I just get very motherly, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you haven't been able to make a child? Let me have your child. Figure out how we could do an in vitro fertilization. And my husband the next day is like, really? Really? We're now supposed to be having their baby? I said that? Yeah. All right. Okay. So, you know, sometimes we get very, very emotional. Unfortunately, some people take that emotion and they will flirt with the boss. Okay? There is always somebody watching. Now people can record on their phone. So if you have a good management team, no way. No way they want to be seen in a situation like that. All right? And as a result, you may get fired. So do not, you can compliment them, but no hands on the boss. Again, don't drink too much. I know open bar is, you know what, it's like free money. I get that. Do not drink too much. When you drink too much, that's going to lead to your downfall. Now, I wrote all this on my website at drdahlia.com, so you guys can read it before you go out. Your guard is down. You become flirty. You blurt out secrets. That's me. That's me. I will go up to somebody, right, at these radio things and go, remember how bad your show was 2 weeks ago? Oh, my gosh. I was driving and listening, and you were talking about boring. Man, how did you live with yourself after that show? There was something wrong with my show. You see what I mean? Okay, so don't. Yeah, everybody thought it sucked. Can't do that. Can't do that. Do not blurt out secrets. Okay? You know, oh, man, are you guys sleeping together? Do not do that. Okay? Okay? All right? You know, you're going to drink, and even though the whole team would never be caught dead saying it, you would. Also, do not take your clothes off on the dance floor. You are not sexy when you're drunk. Okay? You're not sexy, period, most likely. Because if you were, you wouldn't have that job. You would be probably in Hollywood or something. Never, never, never drive drunk. Guys, there's Uber. There's car services, taxis. Designated drivers are a must, okay? Never drive drunk. Also, don't let anybody tag you on Facebook. This is, again, my downfall. I'll be dancing. And my friends are like, oh, my gosh, Dahlia never dances. Let's get her dancing. And here I am in the middle of a twerk, and that's the picture that gets tagged on Facebook, okay? Be careful. Okay, you don't want anything submitted in for me. Do not skip your holiday Christmas party. All right? I have this charity event, this major charity event to go to tonight that I can't wait. All right? But I'm going to have to leave so I can make it to the office Christmas party. There's no way you want to miss that. Okay? You know, one is it's rare that you even get invited to a party. But number two is, I mean, it's, you just, it can look like a slight, you know, against your boss. You don't want to do that. Okay? Make sure, though, you actually go to your office party first. I'm not going to be able to do that. But try to hit your office party first. This way, you're not coming to that party three parties in and you're already drunk or whatever. Okay? Don't take the microphone. This is my problem. Okay? I'll go there and I'll see that microphone. I'll walk across the room, then I'll walk back and I just see that microphone. And I am eyeing that microphone like it's a piece of steak. That microphone is just sitting there waiting for someone to grab it, okay? And I want to do that. But then the boss gets up there. And the boss gets up there, and all of a sudden, you're like, you want to know what? He needs my help. And you go, you know what? Let me take over from here. No, do not take the microphone away from your boss. Remember, they're the head honcho, plus they're paying for the party. They want to be up there. They may not look like they want to, but they really do, you know, rethink about, you know, did I make everybody laugh? Laugh at their jokes. Laugh at their jokes. Gossip. Do not gossip at these parties, okay? You gossip at the staff lounge or the staff kitchen. Christmas parties are supposed to be positive. Don't bring negativity. There's going to be a bully there. Don't tell him off, okay? I know you're going to be like, look, I got all my buddies. What are they going to do? The boss is here. Do not tell them off because they will get you alone one day and then you'll have payback. Wish them some holiday cheer. You know, maybe you'll bring out the good and the jerk, okay? Do not sleep with your coworkers. Do not sleep with your coworkers, okay? Everybody's watching. I know you think everyone's distracted, but no. Okay, maybe if you guys are ready for a relationship, that's one thing, but no, no, no. Never discuss work at the holiday party. I always do that. I ask my boss, I go, so are you going to fire me? No, do not discuss work. And please don't ask for a raise. You are not going to get a raise at the office Christmas party. It's not going to happen. And let's say your boss says, yeah, I'm going to give you a raise, Dahlia. Absolutely. You think he's going to remember that after New Year's? No. Okay. Don't be quiet. Don't be a wallflower looking like you're bored, even if you're bored. Okay? Look like you're mixing, mingling. Look like you're having a good time. All right? If you do really get bored and you have to leave, just say it's diarrhea. But don't leave because everybody thinks you're bored. Now, what should you do? Always, okay, if you're there at the party, thank the boss and thank the planning committee. Okay? All right? You know, the planning committee may roll their eyes because they don't like you anyway because you really don't get along with anybody who would even volunteer to be on a planning committee. But here's the thing. They really do secretly like the compliment, okay? If you do know how to sing, go and sing. You can show some of your dance moves and stuff if you're good at it. Let the boss know you love your job, okay? It's a take-home message that could go a long way. Let him know you love your job. Also, tip the bartender. Okay, there's a bartender. That bartender has to work while you guys are having fun. Please tip your bartender. And most of all, have fun. This is the most awesome time of the year. I don't want any of you guys getting fired. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. We'll be right back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we got a lot of medical news, but I also take your questions, even though some of them aren't medical. Brian wants to know what I thought of Justice League. I thought I told you guys. I saw Justice League. I liked it a lot. I think DC Comics has their work cut out for them because when it comes to movies, because the Avengers movies, you know, have been so much fun. And, you know, the kids seem to appeal to it more. And, but I have to admit, they did a really good job with the Justice League. I just don't know if Ben Affleck is the perfect Batman. But I was also asked by Brian, question number two, do I wait till the end of the movie for any blurb? There's going to be two blurbs at the end of the Justice League. Okay, with the Justice League movie, there's going to be one that comes relatively quickly, and then, yes, wait till the end, and you really need to wait till the end for that piece. It's very important. Let me just say that. I got to tell you, movies are brilliant doing that in terms of making sure you guys stay for the credits, because I literally watch the credits. Because you're waiting for that little extra clip at the end of the movie. Now, it gets old because you really have to pee. I mean, if you're holding your urine the whole time because you got to pee, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to wait. But to be honest, the credits last so long that you could really run, leave, go to the bathroom, and then grab that last piece and watch it. So, I think Justice League did a very good job. I think Gal Gadot with Wonder Woman was phenomenal. I love, Cavill, the guy who plays Superman. I think it was excellent. They did a good job with Flash. Excellent. Aquaman was good. Aquaman, I believe, is the same guy who was in Game of Thrones. So, he's excellent. Excellent actor. It was good. It was, there was another, I forget who the other character was. He was, I don't read comics, so I don't know all the names of these guys, but the fifth one is excellent also. He was a football player that, well, I can't tell you because otherwise I ruin it for you. But anyway, very, very good. Very, go for it. Okay, so I got some bad news here, guys. Early balding and graying has been linked to heart disease. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, didn't you talk about early graying and heart disease before? Yeah, there was a study earlier this year, but this study looked at both. It's a study coming out of India, and it suggests that both early balding and or graying are both linked to heart disease. The researchers from the UN Mehta Institute of Cardiology in Gujarat, India, evaluated 2,000 men, about 1,200 healthy and 790 with heart disease, and found those who began to lose their hair and hair color before the age of 40 had the following risk elevation when it came to heart disease. So if you were prematurely balding, you had a 5.6 times risk of heart disease. If you were graying prematurely, a 5.3 times risk. Now, to put that into perspective, you're like, well, how bad is that? Obesity for heart disease, they found had a 4.1 greater risk. So that what they're saying is balding, early balding, or early graying had more of a risk than being obese. Now, the word for hair loss is alopecia. The word for graying or whitening of the hair is canities. We just call it gray hair. I've never used that term, canities. I've used alopecia in the office, not canities. But still, they're considered conditions. And for them to be more of a culprit, again, this is one study, not the biggest study in the world. And again, this is a study where you look at a bunch of people who had heart disease. Were they more often, more likely to have early graying, early balding? Okay, it'd be great to look at 1 million people and get that data. That would probably, be even more scientific. But it to me is significant because it kind of confirms a previous study. So in April, there was a study presented at the EuroPrevent 2017 conference in Europe suggesting a link between how much a man grays or whitens when he ages and plaque buildup within the coronary arteries. Those are the main arteries that supply the heart muscle. And in that study, they looked at 545 men, evaluated them to the degree of hair whitening, all right? Then they used CT angiography to evaluate how much arteriosclerosis or plaque buildup was in the coronary arteries. And those men who scored 3 or more with the degree of gray hair and whitening appeared to have a higher risk of plaque buildup. And these findings were independent of having high blood pressure or high cholesterol or smoking or family history of heart disease. That was already filtered out. So, according to that lead author from the spring, Dr. Irini Samuel, who's a cardiologist at Cairo University in Egypt, he said arteriosclerosis and hair grain occur through similar biological pathways, and the incidence of both increases with age. So his findings suggest, he says, that irrespective of your chronological age, hair grain will indicate a biological age and could be a warning sign of increased cardiovascular risk. So then going back to the recent study along with this other study, what they're saying is they don't give a heart and doot if you're 59, 69, 79, if you're gray or if you're balding or both. And, you know, you appear to look like you're 59 when you're 49. That is your biological age. A chronological is what a calendar says you are or what your birth certificate is. Biological age is the miles that you've racked up. Remember I told you guys, I go, look, you know, even when I was in my 20s, I felt like I had arthritis. I already had a kidney stone. I already kind of had gone through a couple surgeries. And I'm like, man, I'm putting on some miles. You know, you put out a lot of miles, that ups your biological age. All right. So they say more research is needed on cutaneous signs of risk that would enable us to intervene earlier in the cardiovascular disease process. If our findings are confirmed, standardization of the scoring system for evaluation of hair grain could be used as a predictor of coronary artery disease. Now, why does your hair turn gray? We've talked about this. Basically, hair color is determined by your melanin production. It's a combination of pigments called eumelanin and pheomelanin. It can vary, with less eumelanin giving rise to blonde hair and more giving rise to brunette. Pheomelanin is responsible for the red and the auburn hues. So melanocytes are these cells that will inject their pigment into the keratin cells that make hair. As we age, these cells may slow down. But here's another thing they think. Another reason why some of us may go gray is hydrogen peroxide builds up in the hair follicle, causing oxidative stress. This, in turn, prevents rich colors from being displayed, so the lack of pigment causes the hair to appear white. Now, premature graying. All right. If you are gray in your 30s or in your 20s, we're going to call that premature. Stress, hormones, nutritional differences, all of that. But somebody's going to say, wait a second, everybody gets gray hair, so that means everybody gets heart disease. They're not talking about that. They're talking about if you have a process such that you gray early, then that process might be a similar process that will affect your heart. Okay, now what about balding? So balding, hair is made in follicles within the skin, grows for about 3 years, then it sheds, and then you get new hair. So this alopecia or hair loss happens when your hair follicles shrink, smaller, thinner hairs grow, and it lasts shorter and shorter times. So genetics, they say there's a lot of genes from mom's X chromosome, but remember, mom's X chromosome came from daddy. So it's not just a maternal thing if you go bald, also daddy's genes. Sex hormones, androgens, male pattern baldness, low thyroid, diabetes, cancer. Another study found that prostaglandin D2, which is a protein, may block hair growth. And they say 80% of men under 70 will have some sort of receding hairline. So it is normal to have a receding hairline. But this prostaglandin D2 protein, if it blocks hair growth, what if we block that to allow hair growth to occur? So they're still working on how to deal with balding and how to deal with graying. So if any of you guys in your 30s or 20s dealt with balding or graying hair, I strongly suggest you get yourself checked for heart disease. Check your cholesterol, your diabetes, make sure your blood pressure is good, keep your weight down, don't smoke, all right? Lower your stress, eat a balanced diet, get good sleep. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Poor Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, the Cowboys appear to be back. beating the Washington Redskins yesterday 38-14. I thought they did phenomenal. Poor Dak hurt his hand. You saw it swollen. I was like, oh, poor BB! Oh, my gosh. You know, when you see these boys hurt themselves, it's like, oh, no. A lot of injuries yesterday, but wow. They're 6-6 right now, the Cowboys. Not sure what's going to happen, but at least they kind of stopped their losing streak. Sorry, Redskins, but we beat you last time and we beat you again. Yeah, I'm sorry. We have a lot of Redskin fans. I'm sorry. They played well. Cousins is awesome. I just, you know, sorry. He got attacked by Dak. The Dak attack. All right, so did you guys hear about this gentleman that came to the ER? This is scary. There was a bunch of doctors at the University of Miami Hospital who did not know what to do because an unconscious man came in by the paramedics with a do not resuscitate with not underlined in tattoo under his neck on his chest. Do not resuscitate. Now, the case is described in a case study published Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine. But this was a 70-year-old diabetic patient, and they started life-saving efforts. He had an elevated blood alcohol level, a history of lung disease. But when they took off his shirt, it said, do not resuscitate. Now, we don't really have a lot of rules and regulations for what to do if there's a tattoo. According to the Florida Department of Health, that's not considered valid. And the doctors weren't able to identify him. There's no identification on him. So they couldn't find the family. And so initially they decided not to honor the tattoo, invoking the principle of not choosing an irreversible path when faced with uncertainty. The University of Miami doctors. And you want to know, they're right. Okay? They're right to do that. And I'll tell you why in a second. So they began administering antibiotics and IV fluids, but the decision left us conflicted owing to the patient's extraordinary effort to make his presumed advanced directive known. Therefore, they got the ethics consultants. So ethics consultants advised the doctors that the tattoo likely represented his wishes and should be honored. Now, the reason why I would have immediately instituted care is because you know how you pass out, all right, and then people will draw on your face. When I just kind of had the image when I first saw this that this guy was either held down or was abducted or something, and then the people that hated him decided to hurt him by putting a do not resuscitate tattoo on his chest. Okay, so that was one thought. The other thought I had is how many people have tattoo regret? So what if he got that tattoo when he was in his 40s and he was drunk off his mind? Does that really mean that it's still binding? Here he is as a 70-year-old. What if he changed his mind? You see, advanced directives and living wills and all that, you can change back and forth if you want to. You can't change a tattoo that easily. And if he couldn't afford to go through tattoo removal, then it's just going to sit on his chest. And he wasn't expecting to pass out. So I would have, as the doctor, instituted measures because I'm like, how do I know that's how you feel today? You know, what if somebody has a card that says do not resuscitate in his, but that's all it says, a card that says do not resuscitate. Was he holding it for somebody? Did he accidentally pick it up when he picked up some business cards? Does that really mean do not resuscitate? So for me, I would have resuscitated him. Okay, that's me. But I also would have then gotten an ethics team involved. And so the ethics consultant said, nah. The law is sometimes, you know, not nimble enough to support patient-centered care, respect for patients' best interest. After a DNR order was finally written, officials did find an official copy of his order from the Florida Department of Health. He died overnight without further life-saving efforts, the doctors write. We were relieved, though, to find an actual DNR request that was official. They say, because review of the literature identified a case report of a person whose DNR tattoo did not reflect his current wishes. So you see, that's some scary stuff. You know, we do want you to make a decision. You know, I mean, my husband had to get his gallbladder taken out in the hospital. He had to, sign advance directives or show that he had one. You know, I don't want to think about that now. That's what my husband said. You know, and I'm like, don't worry, I'm not going to pull the plug. He's like, really? How do I know? You know, you sure like Michael Fassbender. I go, look, Michael Fassbender hasn't even noticed me. If he did, then you'd worry. But right now, no. And even if so, he's on my list. You don't have to die for me to be with Michael Fassbender. I got that laminated list. So what we'll do is we'll get a temporary divorce, because I don't want to, do anything wrong, violate the Bible. Go have my fling with Michael Fassbender, and then I'll come back to you, and we'll get married again. Oh, okay, that's fine. So that's not fine. There's no way he'd let me be with Michael Fassbender. Mm. Oh, sorry, Mikey. All right, so very, very cool. But, not cool. People, you need to make sure you have advanced directives and not just a tattoo. But here's the thing. I mean, is this guy smart? He's probably like, who the heck is going to find? I don't carry around my do not resuscitate order. Maybe he's smarter than we think. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. May he rest in peace. Also, no longer with us is Gomer Pyle. Oh, yeah, Gomer Pyle left us. Hold on a second. I want to bring that up. I apologize. My computer just flaked. I don't know if you guys remember the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle. Well, golly, he died. Only 87. Well, 87. He died in Honolulu early this week, yesterday, after battling health issues for some time. Neighbor's husband, Stan Cadwallader, was by his side. Apparently his career really took off with that Andy Griffith Show. He did various TV work. He kind of did this whole dim-witted thing, but he was so lovable. He could sing. He was very, very talented. Also had a spinoff, Gomer Pyle USMC. And then he was also in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, the Stroker Ace. He released over 28 albums. He did get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is survived by his husband. And he was one of the pioneers of, getting married, being open with a gay partner and, in a time when it was like, oh my gosh, is Gomer Pyle gay? That people weren't like that. They were like, yeah, who cares? And he was one of those people that allowed that conversation to be. So, phenomenal talent, and he'll surely be missed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While I'm dealing with my computer issues, I hope those of you who dealt with the earthquake yesterday, I know it was a small one in Delaware, but definitely a concerning one. Okay, apparently we're being told there was a magnitude. Wait a second. No, actually, there was a 5.3 earthquake in Alaska. So it looks like there was, I'm being told here, that about 53 miles from Valdez, Alaska, there was a magnitude 5.3 earthquake, but they have a lot of activity. But going back to Delaware, the East Coast, there was an earthquake. It wasn't much of one, they say, but it was an earthquake. Kind of unusual. Centered in the normally quiescent state of Delaware. And it could be felt as far down as the nation's capital and Virginia suburbs. It occurred at about 4:47 p.m. Right? And even though it was downgraded to a 4.1, you know how New York is overdue? These back east earthquakes are not something we want to see. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.